Now picture this. You're inside the basket of a hot air balloon, and you're just about to climb outside onto a 2.5 centimeter wide slackline. The slackline is attached to another balloon, but you are not attached to anything. You're just wearing a parachute on your back to save you in case you fall. Everything is shaking, and you know that if you panic, lose control, and fall, and not manage to open your parachute in time, you will die. And now you're supposed to find the right balance and walk the slackline. I found myself in that situation last year. Have I pushed it too far? Is it worth risking my life just for a stunt? Or am I even risking my life? Is it maybe just the logical progression of my hobbies and it's all safe? How can I figuratively find the right balance between ambition and safety? That's what I want to talk about today. I have always been a very curious person. I have always been interested in what we as human beings can experience. So I guess I have always been drawn to the extreme. And I have always been quite ambitious when it comes to sports. So when I tried slacklining for the first time, I was instantly hooked. I liked the challenge of it. And when friends invited me to go highlining, I was super interested to try it out. Highlining is when you're slacklining up high and you're wearing a climbing harness and you're attached with a leash to the slackline. I felt well prepared, and without much hesitation, I stood up for the first time and I completely lost my orientation and fell headfirst into the leash. The primal fears kicked in and paralyzed me. So I was struggling. And also on my second highline, it didn't look much better. You see, I'm shaking. I'm not in control at all. I'm under fear and I cannot control it. I tried to hold on to it, but I just fall into the leash and even hurt myself. But I didn't let that stop me. So I continued trying and it got better. I got better at it. I even managed to catch the slackline when I lose control. And I got more and more comfortable with walking on highlines. And eventually, I felt so comfortable walking highlines that I thought, I don't even need my safety anymore. And that was the day that I walked my first highline without safety, free solo, as we call it. And that was a weird feeling because I felt like I did something I shouldn't be doing. I think I could never tell my family about this. And at the same time, I felt 100% under control. And that was my introduction into extreme sports. Although I'm not a big fan of the word extreme, because it doesn't feel that extreme to me when I do it. I feel under control, I feel relaxed. If it was super extreme, I would think I would be doing something wrong.